I'm sorry, I don't feel like I
I understand
said
your
that
question.
very well.
Now, I'll rephrase your question. So, even when we practice some spiritual process, still we don't get that spiritual connection. And is it because, why does that happen? Is it that we know certain things, but still we don't experience it, and we don't experience peace, joy, or any happiness, peace, or joy regularly. Intermittently we may experience it. There are, I would say, three broad things in this. First is that happiness is very paradoxical. So the philosopher John Stuart Mill, he said that ask yourself the question, are you happy? And from that moment you stop being happy. Why is that? Because as soon as you start asking, am I happy? At a subconscious level, we have associated happiness with certain things. Oh, if I'm meant to be happy, then this sort of thing should not be happening with me. Or even if we don't think about these sort of things, we may even think, oh, for me to be happy, these kind of thoughts should not be coming within me. And I'm having these kind of thoughts, I'm not happy. So, actually speaking, happiness is best perceived as a byproduct, never as a product. If we look back at our own lives, which are the happiest moments of our life? They are rarely the moments when we were most concerned about happiness. They are the moments when we were most concerned about doing something positive. We are absorbed in something. So then, that time was so happy. That is so good. So it's like, if you want to, if some person is very elusive, now as soon as we look at them, they notice we are looking at them and they go away from there. So the only way we can, if they are a little shy or elusive, the only way we can look at them is a side glance. So happiness is like that. You cannot have a full glance at happiness anytime. As soon as you try to glance at full glance at happiness, happiness disappears. But happiness can only be side-glanced. That means that rather than pursuing happiness, we pursue a purposeful cause, a valuable cause, and that will give happiness as a byproduct. Now, applying this to our spiritual advancement, to our spiritual growth. So this analysis that happiness is a byproduct, it applies for every walk of life. Say somebody is an artist. Say I am a writer. That's one of my main services. So when I am writing, at that time if I consider, am I happy? I will not be able to write and I will not be happy also. Because I will feel this sentence has not come out right. This is not the right word. Get this right, it's not coming right. But at the end of it, once I have written something valuable, so written something that's good, I feel it. I was so absorbed in it. For me, when I write something for the 1-2 hours that I'm writing, I easily forget the whole world, get absorbed in it. So it's when we are absorbed in some purposeful cause, that absorption itself is satisfaction. So this applies to anything, even if it is not directly spiritual. Sports players, when they do workouts, when they are practicing, that's not really enjoyable. It's exhausting. But if you see the, if you look at our life, most of the best experiences of life, when we go through them, they are exhausting. And while we are going through them, they are exhausting. But later on, they turn out to be exhilarating. So that's why happiness is best pursued as a byproduct of engagement in something purposeful. Secondly, if we apply this dynamic to our spiritual growth also, rather than thinking that, oh, I'm not feeling peaceful, I'm not feeling joyful, we can instead focus on, am I spiritually connected? Am I striving to be spiritually connected? Okay, I'm not feeling peaceful, I'm not feeling joy. Okay, what am I doing to connect myself? In spiritual life, there are many practices which are more, they are meant to be at the spiritual level, but we often do them at the physical level. So for example, mantra chanting. Mantra chanting can be done just as a verbal utterance without any investment of consciousness. Then it won't lead to much experience. So what am I doing to connect myself with spiritual reality? Rather than whether I am experiencing spiritual happiness or not, if I focus on what am I doing to connect myself with spiritual reality, if we shift our focus to that, okay, yeah, I can do this better, I can do this better. And we do this not in a dissatisfied or a discontented sense, just in an objective sense, like an observer, like a clinical observer. Okay, this is what has not been done, let me do it this way. And again, that focus on connection, on connection through contribution. Okay, what can I do right now? What can I do right now to be spiritual? What can I do right now to help someone else to become spiritual? That connection through contribution, focus on that rather than the experience that will result from that. Then the experience will automatically come as a result. And the third point is what you raise about expectations. In general, expectations can affect all walks of our life. So, sometimes our expectations of spiritual life may stop us from growing in spiritual life. Because we think the spiritual journey should be like this. But when I talk about these three levels, level 3, level 1, level 2, level 3, at a level of a conceptual model, it seems very simple. But for each one of us, each level could be huge. So in level 1, I might be way, way down somewhere, and I have to raise my consciousness through that. In level 2, the level of the thickness of the glass that is distorting my perception, that may be variable. And for somebody, this reworking that conception might be very easy. For somebody, it might be very difficult. Actually, for everyone, it is difficult. But the areas where it is difficult may be different for different people. So because of that, we, with respect to spiritual life, it is best to focus more on our application to spiritual life rather than our expectation from spiritual life. Because again, our expectation is shaped by maybe something that we read somewhere, maybe something that others are experiencing. And actually, it is not even that others are experiencing it. It may be well be that we are thinking that others are experiencing it. So everybody on the spiritual journey has their joys and has their struggles. But one of the greatest causes of unhappiness is our belief that everyone else has happiness. So, this doesn't mean that we want everyone else to be distressed and everyone else should be going out with a heavy, long face and a scowl or a frown or a morose face. It's not like that. But it's everybody has their struggles. So, rather than having an unrealistic expectation of how our spiritual life should be, if you just understand spiritual growth and spiritual journey, spiritual life, it's just a matter of experience. The experience, not that we seek the experience, but we seek the connection and the experience will come. And even if we have a long, long journey to go right now, at our level where we are, if we seek for a connection, we will have an experience that is fulfilling at our level. But it's only when we compare our experience with someone else's experience. They must be experiencing that. Oh, I'm not experiencing it. But there's no need to do that. All of us are individuals and we are on an individual spiritual journey. So best focus on putting aside the expectation and just focus on the application. Okay?
So helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.